Thanks for listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Let's look ahead to what could be some of the biggest lawsuits of this new year, plus try to answer a couple of international legal questions this morning with KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris, Young & Kaiser. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Megan.
So artificial intelligence was in the news completely in 2025.
Yes, it was.
But now it's probably going to be in the courts even more, not just for some of the copyright issues that we've discussed, but also when it comes to how AI is used to do things like set prices and on issues of privacy. So what are you seeing that may be coming in this new year?
Well, Megan, I'm seeing about four different types of cases that I think will define how we handle AI legally in 2026. For example, there is an algorithmic price-setting antitrust suit regarding rental pricing software. Rental companies use a particular type of software, and they all coordinate all of the pricing and cost per square feet. And so plaintiffs are alleging that even though it's algorithmic AI software, that it amounts to price fixing. So we're going to see whether that works like that. Another thing is the AI training when it comes to coding. Lots of AI is used today for coding software, but the AI itself learns how to code software based upon reading open source coding that's available on the internet. So the plaintiffs are alleging that that violates the Digital Millennium Copyright Act because, in essence, AI is reading and learning from somebody else's code. There's a lot of mass tort claims regarding social media is designed to get kids addicted to social media. So the question is going to be, are those algorithms detrimental and causing harm in our kids? And if so, can kids or parents sue for that? And then finally, there's also with video games, whether video games are addictive. And if they are, does the AI designed software in video games create damages upon which people can sue? Those are going to really define how we handle AI in 2026 legally.
Brad, the big story this week to start the year was the U.S. raid on Venezuela and the arrest of President Nicolas Maduro. I'm wondering what legal questions you have about what's happening right now.
Well, there's a lot of legal questions, Megan. And what's interesting, though, is that this is following a pattern of prior precedent. So we kind of already know how the courts are going to do this. For example, when the U.S. invaded Panama in 1989 and captured Manuel Noriega, he essentially raised several defenses that the courts have resolved. He said that he's a head of state, so therefore he can't be taken forcibly from his country. He also argued that because it was done by the military and not the police, that it was an unlawful arrest. And he also alleged that he had immunity as a diplomat because he was a head of state. And the courts of the Noriega case dismissed all of those arguments under U.S. law, stating that the manner wasn't relevant, that the government did not recognize Noriega as the legitimate head of state, and the manner in which he was arrested is irrelevant when it comes to whether or not the person is or is not guilty of the charges that are alleged. Well, all of those fit perfectly with right now what we're seeing with Maduro in Venezuela. And so I think a lot of those issues will be resolved in favor of the U.S. government. The question is whether there's evidence that Maduro was heading up a crime syndicate regarding the transportation and manufacturing and distribution of drugs. We haven't seen any evidence on that. So that's going to be the weak link at this point based upon the evidence we've seen.
We have about a minute left. I guess, you know, one of the other lingering questions is, can the U.S. legally run Venezuela, which the Trump administration has said they will be pulling some of the strings there?
Well, again, let's go back and look at what happened in Panama. There was a very short period of time in Panama after Manuel Noriega was forcibly removed from the country where the U.S. was kind of managing how things were operating in Panama. But the key and the linchpin there is that the U.S. said there will be free and open elections in which the U.S. was not involved with those elections. And that's how it worked in Panama. We don't know how it's going to work in Venezuela because we haven't seen any details. But if we see the Trump administration only running the country to such extent to allow for free and open elections, then I believe that would also be upheld by the courts as an appropriate use of federal power.
Brad, always good to talk with you.
My pleasure.
That is KMOX legal analyst Brad Young. We talk to him every Wednesday morning on Total Information AM.